Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. I think one of the biggest problems with the workplace, and probably with humanity, is we are not really understanding each other when we speak. And we're taking that message, we're applying our own assumptions, and we're misunderstanding. And what that creates, resentment, negative emotions, and that creates a gap in the relationship. I recently facilitated a group meeting with one of my clients, and a conversation came up between two people. And person A said, "Hey, I actually want to bring something up. When you said, let's divide and conquer this work, I felt stressed. That was giving me a lot of stress because I felt like I was working in a silo." And the other person said, "Oh my goodness." And I could just see like the shock on their face. And they actually said, "Well, this was my way of trusting you to do your work. I didn't want to micromanage you, and I was trying to empower you. And I see now that empowerment was not received at all. You actually felt stressed. I'm so sorry." So imagine things like that go on every single day at work, in our personal relationships. So when I think about what makes a good leader, it's about taking accountability of your communication to make sure you are being clear and the other person is hearing you and you're also hearing other people clearly. I define empathy as the ability to feel what the other person is feeling. When you're able to do that, you're truly able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and you empathize with them. You provide space for their emotions. So then instead of solving problems, antagonizing, you are on the same side. Empathy provides leaders the ability to be on the same side, collaborating with your teammates and whoever is in front of you. And it's core. It's crucial to what we do because leaders are only leaders with people. If you're not having your teammates on the same side as you, and empathy being this key skill of relating to other people, you're just a person. When we talk about empathy, as a leader, the first step is to apply it to yourself. Use self-awareness, self-empathy, and self-compassion. Why is that important? Because it actually unlocks more space for you to do great work and relate to other people. Let me tell you a very common story. You might even see yourself in this. I had a client who recently came in and he was very, very angry at his CTO. So he told me, "Oh my goodness, the CTO did this and that. And like he was causing trouble with his other teammates. I just don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm going to communicate with him. I don't know how we're going to be able to move forward." Now, what I really felt was his anger, right? Through his anger, I also felt a sense of like vulnerability. He was really spiraling on this one. So what we did was slowing the process down, and I asked him a lot of questions about how he is feeling, what he is thinking. And finally, we got somewhere where you feel like the Zoom room, the pace of the Zoom room slows down, and he looks down at his feet and he looks up at me and he said, "Well, Sabrina, I think my company will fail if I can't even keep a CTO like this." We spent a lot of money getting him, and we've had quite a few mishires. And if this doesn't go well again, what are my investors going to think of me? What are my employees going to think of me? How am I going to get after those customers that we're trying to get after building this big tech project? What if all of this fail, and what if I'm not good enough? So really, that is at the core of it. When we don't listen to ourselves, we don't really know what our true needs are from ourselves and from the other person. So his needs in that moment is to reassure himself and give him space, because that kind of existential fear is really, really scary. So after we give ample space to him, that anger is completely shifted. That turned into concern and motivation to have a clear plan forward with his CTO. So he might have gone into a room yelling at the CTO, but after getting in touch with his own fear, he is thinking about, "Well, what can I do to become a better hiring manager? What can I do to become a better communicator. Are the CTO's behaviors really that bad, or am I exaggerating it because I was really, really scared?
I get this question a lot. People will ask me often, how do I have a better understanding of my emotions? How do I become more self-aware? How do I not let my emotions walk all over me? And what they're really asking is how to create a new habit of a new relationship of being with ourselves. The first thing I will suggest is to think of yourself a little bit differently. Create an identity of a scientist. And many CEOs are very, you know, product-minded. They love research and love getting into the subject. Well, become a subject expert of yourself. The first thing we need to do is gather data. What am I like when I'm angry? What am I like when I'm hungry? What am I like when I'm scared? What am I saying and doing and not doing? So painting that picture is having awareness of the data point for when you are feeling certain emotions. Once you have a good data point going, it takes a lot of repetitions, right? This is like going to the gym. The first time you're going to go to the gym, you might not know how to do a bicep curl. In the future, you're just not even thinking about it. This is like the angle that you're going at. It will feel that way with emotional awareness too. Once you know what's going on, you can then become a scientist of how do we solve for that? What could help? A very concrete thing that I recommend for anyone, and I have this on my phone, on my notes app, is I have a list of almost 20 things that I sometimes do that I find comforting and help. So it could be reading, taking a nap, walk, getting some sun. And I recommend a lot of people to have that somewhere, and sometimes even like written out in their office. This means when we're in an activated state, we're actually not the best at making conscious decision. But we need something to down ramp that temperature to a tolerable temperature. So then you could take your list and basically try out what are things that I'm doing on a given day that would help. It will always be slightly different because we're not machines. We can always provide the same input, hoping for the same output. So just know that with this mindset of becoming a scientist of yourself, you're going to be able to have more awareness of what you're like when you're in a disempowering state, and what you can do to help you improve it.